We recently celebrated the 250th birthday of America. The celebration brought the people of America to one of the most really important times in the history of the world. It was also, well, hopefully a celebration that will inspire Americans to study the history which led to the founding of America, as well as other eras in our history. The important part of any study is to gain a full and factual understanding. For that to happen, you need to go beyond simply the what of history. You need to understand who made history and how they accomplished it. Next guest with his series of best-selling books has been taking readers through the history of America via the men and women whose vision and works made that history come about. Here now to share some of these stories from his latest, Americans Who Made America, with 20th Century, the American Century, is author, executive, nonprofit leader, also served as an appointee by former Texas Governor Rick Perry on various advisory councils. He's also MC of the annual Texas State Prayer Breakfast, Richard Battle. Thanks for being here today, Richard.
Chris, good morning. Thank you so much for having us with you today.
And to learn more about the latest of Richard's books and to catch up if you have been neglecting, it's richardbattle.com. We do have that link over at our website as well. And I have to congratulate you on two counts with all of your books in the series, Richard, because you have mastered effective and educational brevity in the way you tell stories. And personally, as a quotaholic, boy, you've given me a lot of additions to my collection, so thanks for both of those.
Well, we appreciate that very much, and this was not something I looked to do, but was given inspiration about 4 years ago, and we're four books into the five-book series with all of the profile books done now, but I wrote in a way that I like to learn, brief, to the point, have illustrations so people can see a picture or an illustration. I love quotes, so it's very good for resource material for students, teachers, parents, or leaders or speakers.
It's amazing how a short quote from a person can lead a lot of people into a larger study of that person. It's really a magic thing.
Well, yes, and that was part of what I wanted to do. I call it a profile. It's almost like a scouting report, if you will, about the person, and I wanted to look into their heart where their American-do spirit came from and how they used it as an inspiration not only for us as adults, but I hope that adults will inspire their kids and grandkids using this material to increase our love for country and patriotism. And it's not political, it's not partisan, because I believe love of country is bipartisan.
Now, you had 100 years to work with. How in the world did you narrow it down to 43 specific people to present the story that you wanted to present in the elements?
Well, that's a great question. As I went through the 18th century and the 19th century, and I approached the 20th, the list of potential people worthy that I started with was over 200. And I spent hours and hours and hours trying to prioritize, and there's people from all walks of life, different ages, races, sexes, different parts of the country, different ways they contributed to the country, and I wanted to get that broad cross-section, if you will, so people couldn't say that I just looked at U.S. presidents, for example, or other people. I wanted them to be able to identify that if these people achieve something, I can achieve more than I am also.
And certainly your book highlights and spotlights the well-known and those people need to know more about, maybe even be introduced to. A couple of the well-known, for example, Martin Luther King Jr., Ronald Reagan, Walt Disney. Did you want to add something to the already known, and how did you go about doing that?
Well, yes, and for the ones that we know, we think we know people. But until you get in there in the depth and see something and what their motivation and how they use that American spirit that they had, I don't think history that I've learned on the surface gives us those things that I tried to give in this series. I tried to go beyond and do it in a very succinct way and not only inform people, but also inspire them to want to know more.
And as your title and its structure demonstrates, the word can is an important element running through all of these stories. And the one you start with is Neil Armstrong, and the cover photo features Armstrong saluting the flag on the moon. That brings about the point you make in the introduction and expand on all throughout the book, because there are people who believe America can and those, unfortunately, who believe America can't. And Armstrong demonstrated that division, because you have so many people who look at that photo and marvel at it as the miracle and the celebration and the achievement that it is. At the same time, you have, thankfully, a dwindling number, but nevertheless, those who look at that photo and say, that's fake. I think that's a demonstration of the division.
Well, yes, and you paraphrase the Henry Ford quote. There are those that think they can and those that think they can't, and they're both right. And so, to me, the cover photo, and I do something in my books I've never seen anywhere else, but it helps me, and I hope it helps the readers, is I have a cover photo story, and I put some paragraphs in there about why I chose the illustrations or photographs, what they mean to me, and how I hope they complement the book. And to me, us landing on the moon was the greatest event of the century, because men and women for millennia had dreamed about going to the moon, and we finally achieved it in 1969. And if you go back of setting that stage up, when President Kennedy set the goal in 1961 and reiterated it in 1962, that was the American-do spirit, and it brought the country together at that time. And people in all walks of life felt that what they were doing was contributing to the country, and the country was on this quest to put a man on the moon and beat the Russians, if you will, to get there.
Richard Battle, his latest book, Americans Who Made America, 20th Century, the American Century, richardbattle.com, the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at the stories here, there's one who the name might be familiar, well, for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, her career in film, as also a running gag in the movie Blazing Saddles. But Hedy Lamarr has an interesting, moonlighting career, I guess you'd say, in her life.
Well, there's several things that fascinate me about this. One, it illustrates about how we pigeonhole others and others pigeonhole us, and they believe we're only what they see. And all of us are more than what others see. And sometimes we're doing things to build that, and sometimes it's dormant. I hope this will inspire people to build those other things and broaden their repertoire, if you will. The other thing is the example of her parents and how they educated her and inspired her. Her dad taught her about technology because that was his field, and her mother taught her about the arts and things of that nature, which led her to her film career, and she was beautiful, and she was a very talented actress. But what people don't know is how she affects our lives today. In the World War II time frame, they had issues with trajectory of torpedoes, and she contributed to inventing and solving the issue of frequency hopping so that the torpedoes could be more accurate. And that particular technology led to Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and GPS technology that we lead to today. And no one that would have seen her or saw her in the movies would have ever known about that or dreamed that she might be one to do that, but she was. And it just goes to show that we all can be more and do more than we think we can.
Your book also helps us understand, too, there's a difference between learning about someone versus learning from someone, and our responsibility to carry and preserve, protect what we learn from someone. I think of that when I look at the stories of James Cash, J.C. Penney, as well as Sam Walton, what they created versus, I heard someone say one time, if Sam Walton never walked into a Walmart, he'd become an active shooter with it through his disappointment. If we don't protect what these people create, a great loss is on the cliff.
Well, yes, and they were two great examples of people who built businesses that are, well, J.C. Penney's not quite as successful as Walmart is today, and it shows the differences of what happens long-term depending on how you set the strategies and everything. But it also shows how they started in humble beginnings, had dreams, built businesses that not only helped themselves become wealthy and prosperous, but built businesses that helped the country and encouraged and taught people in those businesses that worked there, they could be more successful than they taught as well. They were examples and mentors and leaders to people that worked with them.
And there's so many stories of people for you listening who you wouldn't expect to have more value than, I'll call it the superficial, but from L. Frank Baum to Will Rogers to people like Helen Keller, which you know about, but do you know of? Well, you will. And again, in very educational brevity through Richard's work. Just to wrap up here, Richard, when someone younger reads this and your other books, what are your hopes?
Well, a couple of things. One, I hope that they see that they've got an opportunity to have a better life than their parents, which was part of the American dream, and people in the last few years have discouraged young people. But I believe there is a great opportunity for all of them. And I hope that they can learn from these people. Here's how they use their American spirit, and I hope that they will adopt some of those things, see their dreams and chase them and grab them, see something that needs to be done and do it. Even if you fail, we will achieve more if we strive for higher levels of performance than if we never strive at all. And there's the old Native American saying that says it's better to aim at the sky and strike an eagle than aim at the eagle and strike a rock. And so I want to inspire them to strive. Their greatest regret is regret is a greater pain than failure, and it's okay to fail. A lot of these people I write about failed once or more than that, but they went on and became a success, like Colonel Sanders, for example.
And it's Americans who made America, 20th century, the American century. Learn more, and more importantly, get your copy through Richard's site and catch up on his previous editions and studies of the centuries at richardbattle.com. Richard, you do indeed provide people the access to a lot of stories, a lot of education, a lot of learning and empowerment for themselves. Job well done. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you so much. It's our pleasure to be with you, and God bless America.